About 300 members of the Nooksack tribe near Bellingham are gripped in a fight for their identity. The tribal council wants to pull their membership due to a question of ancestry. All of these families are mixed race, Filipino-Indian, also called Indipinos. In a two-part story, KUW's Liz Jones explores this tribe's turbulent battle with disenrollment. This week marks a year since the ordeal began. Our story begins on Bainbridge Island, where generations of Nooksack Indipinos trace their roots back to the strawberry farms that once carpeted this area.
Where this school here, this was all strawberry field.
Adelina Parker lets up on the gas as she tours us through her childhood stomping grounds.
This is Strawberry Hill Park.
Strawberries covered the central part of Bainbridge Island when Adelina was a kid. She's 60 now, a grandmother.
But this here was the old home.
We pull up to a modest rambler. Adelina's parents have both passed away, and the home has a new owner.
Look at those berries are growing there.
Berries once covered this property, too. Now, a thin tangle of raspberries is all that's left. With her brown skin, Adelina's used to questions about her heritage. Her mother was Native American, and her father came from the Philippines.
So Indipino ended up like what we called ourselves.
Adelina also calls herself Nooksack. She's belonged to the tribe near Bellingham for decades, along with about 50 other Indipinos from Bainbridge. Then, a year ago, tribal officials challenged the membership of 306 people, Adelina's family included. The tribe says their proof of Nooksack ancestry is missing.
It was just shocking.
Just down the road, the island's historic Filipino-American Hall sits next to an old berry-packing shed. Inside, black and white portraits of Filipino men and Native women line the walls, along with their Indipino offspring.
Like this woman here, she's Native American. This family here, their father was...
Behind these photos, there's a common story about how the two sides of these families came together. Filipino men came to the Northwest in the 1920s and 30s to look for work.
Farming ended up being it.
On Bainbridge Island, Japanese berry farmers hired the Filipinos as laborers. On occasion, the farms also recruited extra workers from local tribes. Adelina likes to tell the story about when a Filipino man visited her mother's tribe in British Columbia.
He drove a 1925 flatbed truck, and he saw my mother walking, and he parked the car, and he says, "Hey, kid, where's your parents? Would you like to come to pick berries on Bainbridge Island?"
Adelina's grandparents took up the offer, along with other Native families. In time, romances sprang up between Filipino men and Native women.
They fell in love with each other working in the fields.
Then, World War II broke out.
Japan, like its infamous Axis partners, struck first and declared war afterwards.
Japanese families were moved to internment camps, and on many abandoned farms, the Filipino men stepped in as caretakers. When the owners returned home, some gifted land to the Filipinos. It encouraged the men to settle down and get married. Adelina's part of the second generation of Indipinos in her extended family. She says her folks were a good match.
They liked songs, and they listened to the radio, and they liked to dance.
Three languages filled their home, from her Filipino dad.
His dialect, Ilocano.
Her native mom.
She would speak Halkomelem with her aunts.
And, of course, English. Filipino flavors dominated the meals, but her mom also cooked some native favorites.
Boiled salmon, salted salmon, salmon soup. But then they made up like a salmon adobo soup.
A fusion of Filipino and native food. It's just part of the blend that happened throughout the community as these two cultures merged together.
There were quite a few.
At a nearby park, Adelina rolls out a poster-sized paper.
So here is...
Oh, you have the whole family tree.
Well, it's not really the whole family tree.
All her life, Adelina's collected her family history. Now she tells her grandchildren these stories about their Nooksack ancestors and about the tribal dances and spiritual gatherings she attended with her mother. But with her Nooksack membership at risk, Adelina wonders,
you know, what am I going to tell them what happened to us, how we were disenrolled?
Her concern is for all the members facing disenrollment, especially elders. They stand to lose access to tribal benefits like health care and fishing rights. Wiping away tears, Adelina tries to soften the blow.
So, it still wouldn't take being Nooksack away. We've always been Nooksack.
Still, she'd like to have the tribe's official stamp of approval. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.